subtle impermanence. The substances that make up the objects around us disintegrate moment by moment. Similarly, the internal consciousness with which we observe those external objects also disintegrates moment by moment. This is the nature of subtle impermanence. Particle physicists do not just take for granted the appearance of a solid object such as a table. Instead, they look at changes within its smaller elements. Ordinary happiness is like the dew on the tip of a blade of grass disappearing very quickly. That it vanishes reveals that it is impermanent and under the control of other forces, causes, and conditions. Its vanishing also shows that there is no way of making everything right. No matter what you do within the scope of cyclic existence, you cannot pass beyond the range of suffering. By seeing that the true nature of things is impermanence, you will not be shocked by change when it occurs, not even by death. Meditative reflection. Consider: 1. My mind, body, possessions, and life are impermanent simply because they are produced by causes and conditions. 2. The very same causes that produce my mind, body, possessions, and life also make them disintegrate moment by moment. 3. The fact that things have a nature of impermanence indicates that they are not under their own power. They function under outside influence. 4. By mistaking what disintegrates moment by moment for something constant, I bring pain upon myself as well as others. 5. From the depths of my heart, I should seek to get beyond this round of suffering induced by mistaking the impermanent to be permanent. Extending this to others. Since our attitudes of permanence and self-cherishing are what ruin all of us, the most fruitful meditations are on impermanence and the emptiness of inherent existence on the one hand, and love and compassion on the other. This is why Buddha emphasized that the two wings of the bird flying to enlightenment are compassion and wisdom.